And so the last section here in this particular chapter, he asks the question, you know, given all of this, is a theodicy possible? Right. He says, in a post-Christian and post-Enlightenment era, many have supposed that attempting to address the problem of evil with theodicy, that is justifying God's ways, is
in the evil.
Right.
Yeah.
Is futile. Right. Yeah. But the reason why suffering seems acutely more miserable today, he tells us, than ever before, has precisely to do with the marginalization of God. Right. And the resources that biblical Christianity provides us to face evil. So once we pushed again, once we push God out of the way, to the side, or even out of the picture, we lose the resources that we had to deal with the evil right. that we're going through.
Right? He has this line in here, is that we live under the false pretenses of a tattered coexist bumper sticker.
Wow.
And you know, over the past, you know, it's 2021. If you're watching this in the future, welcome to the future. But I've seen a lot less of those coexist bumper stickers in the past 4 years. So that's been an interesting observation, I guess, come to light. In a cosmic construct in which humanity lies at the gravitational center, God's goodness is reduced to having human tranquility as the highest goal. We need to be at peace. You know, it's the genie phenomenon. I need to craft a wish so good that the genie can't upend me.
Yeah.
And I can do that. Well, nope. Every story of, you know, of the real version of the genie, you never get your way. When the goal seems unachievable, disillusionment quickly sets in. We used to understand that we were limited and vulnerable. You know, the Romans went, you know, to their champion. They had a guy follow him in his chariot and whisper in his ear, "You are mortal. You are mortal." That's not happening anymore. And this made it easier to see God through the fog of pain. There was hope. There was a coming out the other end in this. There was a purpose for going through this. You know, James talks about being thankful in our pain. Well, how do we do that? It's because we're not at the apex there. God's at the apex.
Yeah.
Ironically, once we conceive ourselves as being without limits and able to escape our acute vulnerability, it makes the unavoidable suffering we experience in this world all the more excruciating.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be able to overcome this. I'm supposed to be able to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
So what about death? Are you supposed to be able to see?
Right.
So the meaninglessness, the purposelessness, the futility that we find ourselves in without God mm-hmm. is the struggle that he's trying to help us to see.
Look at the gyms that we go to. Why do we go to gyms? Well, you know, for most of us, we're all overweight or we're bloated and we have no clue about nutrition. So we think lifting a few weights every other day will get us muscle. Or if we're really into it, we're there for the physique. But who's lifting weights to be able to move heavy things?
That's
originally what they were designed for. You know, now we're sculpting and we're cutting out water.
Well, that's what the muscles should be designed
right.
should allow us to do, right?
But yeah. there's that up endlessness of okay, well, now we're at a point where even the things that help us build a creation, build up this creation, now we're using it for vanity purpose for looking at. Oh, that's nice to look at.
Yeah.
He's a nice looking guy.
Yeah.
She's a nice looking gal.
So he tells us that as religion obviously goes away, right? We've pushed it away, but evil does not. Thus, our age is far from settling into a comfortable unbelief. Contrary to the zeitgeist of Western secularism, human beings cannot bear to accept that life is meaningless. We just can't accept it, he's suggesting here. We are consummate seekers of transcendent purpose, which again leads us to God, a God that's greater than the ones that we have, you know, kind of feebly constructed over the last 300 years. So he says that this means that not only is a theodicy possible, right, because we find ourselves in this condition, but it has been made urgent by the forces that have brought us to the present crisis of secularization, right? We need an explanation. We need a theodicy.
Yeah. Hey, right? How about that?